The Hideous Creature Show.
Hey, what's up, Todd? Craig is inside popping his shirt off for our CrossFit workout. I gotta tell you, your CrossFit Hummer is the shit. I bet you pull some serious ass in that thing. My whip is definitely tight as fuck, but I think I might be done with the bitches. This last girl I was seeing wanted to go out for wings and beer all the fucking time. I was all, listen bitch, I do CrossFit. I'm an elite athlete. Then she called me a fag and told me to go eat some almonds. Forget about her. After we get done with some heavy ass PVC pipe sumo deadlift high pulls, we'll kick back and have some Michelob Ultra. Shit only has like 3 blocks. Oh hell yes. Don't let me forget to take a few pics of us with our shirts off after the workout, drinking some beer, to let everyone know how hardcore we are.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is April 3rd, 2010. And my name's June.
I'm Pat.
And you're listening to the Hideous Creature Show. Thanks for coming on the internets and playing fake radio with us. We have a lot of things we have in line, for one. It's a sausage fest here at the Hideous Creature Show this week.
God, cram that in the.
You like that, don't
cram
you?
Cram that in the Alpo.
Can I have more sauerkraut, please?
Oh, jeez. Put some mayonnaise, more mayonnaise on that.
So, some of the stuff we have ready, we got, of course, Movie Madness. We got our douchebag of the week. And Patrick and I decided that it's time that, because Jenny's not here, that we're going to try and hook her up, her and BT up, with some people that we'd found.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to that. I don't know what we'll call that.
Candidates.
Candidates or hookups. Whatever. And we got like other kinds of crap that we're doing too.
We got a
naked guy update that we should have got to last week, but we're going to recap on it. And then I was thinking, if you told any, like, funny April Fool's jokes, or, I don't know, did you get any off?
Did I get off?
No, did you get any April Fool's off?
I did not get any off. I didn't get, you wanted me to tell some lies, didn't you?
No, I don't want you to tell lies. I was just curious if you told any April Fool's jokes.
I pushed a kid down on Wednesday. And I think he was like 6 or 7.
Did you kick him?
No, I just pushed him down. He fell, though, skinned his hands.
You're like, that's the way it is to be a man, motherfucker.
I told him that I stopped crying.
Quit being a little bitch.
Grow the fuck up, crybaby.
Quit being a crier, crybaby. I wanted to kind of recap on last week's show on, like, what happened to half of the people that were here.
Yeah, there were four people entered and only two left.
Two people left. And we'll recap on that. What else we got? Oh shit, I overdrove. I want to talk about our website.
Yeah.
And kind of hit on like some of the neato stuff on there. Neato.
Keen. Peachy.
Yeah, peachy. But this week it's just going to be me and Patrick because Jenny and her man, BT, actually finally found a place. And they are doing the move-a-roo. And then we're going to record next week at a latter time because I'm going to go over there and help them do the finishing move.
It
should be fun.
It'll be very fun.
It's pizza and beer and moving.
Some vino.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Drink some vino.
Or some, maybe a Chardonnay.
Ooh, you're a class act.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah, you're expensive fuck.
I am. I'm a good dude.
Yeah,
I'm a
you
good,
are.
I'm a connoisseur of the liqueur.
You're an Epicurean liqueurian.
I'm an alpha male of shitty wine.
That's not really that. I mean, it's Tisdale. That's not the complaint.
I think
Tisdale
is kind of synonymous with, like, shitting blood.
That's Carlo Rossi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That motherfucker. I remember when I was growing up, when I first moved out of the house, you know, I don't know how old we were. And, you know, we're some of the first people to move out. And so, of course, our house is littered with all of our friends that are, you know, wanting to get wasted and have a place that they didn't have to go to their parents' house. So
how many empty bottles of Burgundy were floating around that place?
It was Carlo Rossi.
Yeah.
And his ass was like the patron saint of fucking hangovers.
It's two sips will just put you down. Two sips, you're just like, oh.
It's horrible, but it does a job.
It does a job for the moment, yeah. Have you ever been hungover on Carlo Rossi while you're still drinking it? I have.
Is that a conundrum?
No, you can actually get hungover while you're still drunk with Carlo Rossi. If you drink a whole bottle, like, and I mean one of the big bottles.
Oh, one of the jugs, the thumbers.
The big-ass jug.
And I like the way they make it look like kind of a hillbilly jug with that little ring. And it's basically made so that you put it over your shoulder, mm-hmm. and you kind of do the hillbilly.
Yeah, but you always end up capping the side of your head with the fucking bottle. Like, shit. I've done that, too.
So did you do anything this week? Anything fun?
Got my penis pierced.
No shit.
Yeah.
I have my dick pierced,
I know.
Too.
We've talked about this. I got the Andromeda.
The Epidravia?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd that go? Did you?
It went really well, man.
I remember back in the day, back in the early 90s, we used to have to go up to Seattle to get the Epidravias.
No, we can do it in the Rose City now.
Or an Amplang?
What's an Amplang?
An Amplang. Okay, wait. An Epidravia. What, I forgot.
An epidural?
An epidural. An Amplang goes one way through the dick shaft.
Uh-huh.
For instance, like if you put your like hold your finger out.
Horizontal or vertical?
Horizontal or vertical. And I think the Amplang goes vertical through the top part of your dick, mm-hmm. through the bottom part. And then the Epidravia goes to the other side.
The other way.
Right.
Well, all I know is that my penis with his piercings looks like Randy Rhodes' fucking guitar now. The polka dot one.
The polka dot guy?
Yeah,
the flying V?
I got a flying V.
That's a split dick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you remember that research magazine? I forgot what it's called. There's this research magazine, and they would have...
Boys Life?
Boys, right.
Highlights?
Yeah, it was Boys Life. I think it was actually called Sassy.
Oh yeah,
and there was anyway.
They had IQ tests in there.
Okay, I don't want to go into it.
Are you sure?
But back to the dick thing. There was one of the people had gotten their dick cut in half, and every
intentionally.
Yeah, I have no idea why. I mean. I think you kind of
throw it up on
a
grill.
Your urethra goes right through the bottom of your dick.
Right.
So you kind of have to, there's a fine line between sawing your dick in half and like cutting through your urethra.
Right.
So there'd be like one beefier side than the other side, right?
Yeah. It would not be symmetrical.
Meat, don't you think small meat would kind of just die?
Yeah, kind of wither away.
Yeah. And then you're stuck with half a dick.
Yeah.
Half a shaft.
It's like if you cut off like your fingernail one time, like the stuff that's left over eventually falls off.
No, it's your dick. It's not
your
fingernail.
I know, but the weak side. Dicks are made of the same thing as fingernails.
So basically, in what we're thinking is that like dicks are like raptors. You know, two are born. One is stronger. It's born first, and then eventually like kills the other side.
Kills the other one, right. That's what happens when you cut your dick in half. This is a fucking sausage fest right now.
No, it totally is. I think that... Okay. You're... You wake up one day and you're going, yeah, I think it might be a good idea to cut my dick in half. And back then when this magazine came out, I think it was RE Search or something. I forgot the name of the magazine. And there was no internets back then. It was pre-internet. So, I mean, your research is basically word of mouth or...
microfiche.
Telephone conversation. Well, I guess that'd be word of mouth. Or going to the fucking library and looking this shit up. My microphone's so weird. There we go. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. That'd be pretty fucked up.
Why would you cut your dick in half?
I don't know.
It's not like they were having a sex change or anything, was it?
I think why you would cut your dick in half is you're fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. I think that there's like enough. For instance.
Well, at least do like Starry Night or something if you're going to cut something fucking in half or off. You know?
I mean, there's people that get branded.
Yeah, but that's...
Whatever.
They're just marking themselves. They're not...
Right.
They're not slicing... Maybe he thought he could please two women at once.
I don't think that's a factor. I mean, do you cauterize it?
I guess so, with like or a George Foreman grill, because you would have to slap both sides on it to cauterize it.
Or do you just slowly cut it? You know, kind of like when you're doing earplugs, you're widening it out. You kind of
do that.
I don't know. If anybody has any information on this, please.
I'm really not interested in learning how to slice my cock in half.
I'll do it for you.
I think it's called a Reuben.
A Reuben. I think it's called a Hebrew National.
in your grocer's freezer.
So anyway, last week we did a show and we had Mike Tiffany.
Yeah.
Who was drinking all the quick beers and stuff. And then it was me and it was Jenny and then it was also Patrick. And eventually throughout the show, I don't know,
Mike disappeared.
And then all of a sudden, Patrick started to become more and more silent.
I was still here.
You were here.
Presently in my physical,
in your physical
place.
Form, you were here.
I was still here.
Right.
If we had to talk about my astral form, my astral form was elsewhere.
So what happened is that some...
baked goods got produced?
Right. Some baked goods with some sort of chemical in it got brought over.
Kerosene.
And... Jenny and I don't partake in that kind of thing because we're good Christians.
And me being someone who would consider myself a seasoned veteran.
A pagan?
Yeah.
Right.
Pagan?
A pagan. Did I say, is it pagan?
It's pagan, yeah.
Pagan?
Pagan.
Pagan. Well, it could
I
be.
I thought I was like old hat, you know? I thought I had some Admiral bars on
you
there.
I thought you were fucking 18 and it was that Spicoli weed. That's what it was.
I told the world and elsewhere.
So anyway, Mike eats a bunch of it, and then Patrick ends up eating some of it.
He just got up and walked off.
Yeah, he was done.
He was just like, I signed off, but I didn't. I couldn't move. I could not move.
I asked you before if you wanted to talk about it. Do you want to elaborate a little bit?
Oh, man. Jenny just kept going on and on about stories about people, and I like saw them, like the stories that were coming out of her mouth. Okay. Like the words were coming out were like purple.
Okay, wait. At one point of the show, last week, Patrick just shut up, and I didn't even know it because my dumbass had you know, drank a bunch, and I'm I didn't even notice, and Jenny noticed, but she didn't kind of like relay it to me what was going on.
Yeah. Jenny, bless her heart, I think was trying to pick the weight for both of us up and just go, because she looked over and then she stopped looking at me because I think she was gonna laugh. You ever see a human man wear a diaper and curled up in the fetal position? Like, I found a diaper in your house. I don't know where you have, like, Depends, but I found some. That's emotionally what I was.
Weird shit.
Yeah.
But, so, we go downstairs after the show, and we usually, like, you know, smoke a cigarette and...
Chill out.
You know, drink a couple beers and shoot the shit. And Patrick doesn't come down, and usually, you know, he's down there. And we just hear him upstairs, because I have, like, a wood floor. So you could hear him like walking around. It's like creak, 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 creak. And then in another section of the house, we have like a tile. So it would go creak, 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 stomp, 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 creak, 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 stomp, 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 stomp. And Jenny kind of brings it up that like, I think that Patrick ate some of those lemon bars. And I'm like, oh my God, I guess he did. OMG.
OM fucking G.
And then, I don't know. Do you want me to stop? I don't want to. No, I don't want to. I don't. I don't.
I was pacing because let's just say that my spiritual side of my nature needed to purge demons out of my soul.
Right.
But and I hadn't eaten anything all night except for I hadn't eaten anything. And so my stomach was just it was crazy. And then
it was rowdy.
I had story time the last half an hour of the show to a point where I was just like, please, someone stop this ride.
Okay.
Stop this fucking ride.
So when you eventually kind of went silent, what the fuck was going on?
Well, like Jenny was talking. I don't really remember what you were saying that much, but when Jenny was talking, the words were coming out of her mouth in kind of a purplish light. And they were coming out in a kind of like a kind of a purplish, like kind of Mace Windu's lightsaber color.
Hey, so you could check for lint.
So they were coming out, but when they would come out, they would kind of form like the visions of what she was talking about, like a screen.
Holy shit. I didn't even realize and, you were tripping that fucking hard.
And moving kind of made me nauseous. And that includes breathing.
So involuntary movement.
Yeah, so I was trying just to be like, just try to rest my head and not move. And then the light coming off of your computer screen kind of, it was just that white, but it had bluish. So it kind of was giving you weird shadows that I thought that demons were living in the shadows. But at the same time, your face looked like a happy, like pastoral kind of idyllic land where the demons could not creep upon.
A little force field.
Also, I had got it into my head that I could have probably asked Jenny to give me a ride home, but I got it into my head that it was a quest. It was now a right. journey that I had to make it home.
Well, because afterwards, again, he was upstairs pacing and we were done with the show. And we're like just kind of rapping and talking. And all of a sudden, Patrick comes down. And he's like, I'm so sorry, you guys, but I got to go.
I have to go now.
I got to go now. And we're like, dude, it's cool. It's cool. And you look like somebody dropped raspberry Kool-Aid.
It's one of the.
They're just like gone. They're just like beet red.
Oh, and my face looked like fucking goddamn the sands of the Bahamas. You know, like my face was just so, you know, mama never put something on her wash line in a July day. Like I was just, my face just felt evilly bluish white.
And he had to get the fuck up.
I had to go slay a fucking dragon.
Because I didn't know until she brought it up. And then you called
me. And then you
me.
Looked at me and we're like, oh, yeah.
Right.
I rescued a princess crossing over 84.
Every time you jumped, it made a...
I was just... My mind would not stop and I needed to get the fuck off that ride.
Fuck yeah, you did. I mean, shit, you're way high.
Yeah, it
so
was hard.
That's what happened to Patrick, and I think the same thing kind of happened to
but
Mike.
But Mike went
week.
Out though. Like he
Oh, Mike went I couldn't Mike eats that shit all the fucking yeah. time. And I can't my ass is old
I'm,
now.
I'm done, man.
Fuck
I'm
that
done with
shit.
That.
Really?
I'm done with like just injecting shit into my body. Not injecting shit. It's not like I
was like, hold
the
on
dragon.
There, cowboy.
Drugstore cowboy. I'm not oh man, that it, the next day, like I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I probably went to bed at 10 mm-hmm. or maybe 11 or 12. I was still.
Well, you had called still me affected. And I'm hanging out at one of my favorite haunts, which is the Goodwill's book department. I can't have enough thesauruses. I need more.
I need
thesauri. Is that in there?
Thesauri.
But yeah, you called me and you were talking about like, you were still kind of fucked up the next day.
Oh, man, the journey home. The journey home.
And it is a journey.
It was. Seriously, it was Star Trek fucking 4 on that way home.
If you take Belmont, turn to page 123.
If you want to destroy the antimatter converter, turn ahead one page. That's what it fucking was, man. God damn it. Not again.
No. Well, good to have you back.
Sure, Mike, I'll have one of those.
Did you eat the whole thing?
A whole one of what?
A whole lemon bar?
Yeah. And I hadn't eaten anything all day.
That is, yeah, okay. We won't go into it. Anyway, a whole is basically enough for four people.
Well, I was four people that night.
You split off and found your power animal.
It was a rat. It was a rat and a platypus together.
A ratipus?
It was a ratipus.
All right, so we're going to jump into... Movie Madness. Do I need to tell what Movie Madness is? Movie Madness is a game on the show that we play. For people that are just listening that don't know, we play movie quotes from a movie and try to guess it. This week, Jenny's not here, and we have a listener send us in some MP3s, and we're going to play them and try to guess it.
And thank you for not labeling what the clips were
when
you said.
And thank you also for not using a zip file and giving us a link.
Very smart.
So anyway, let's jump in.
by the power of Grayskull.
Okay, but again, I want to... If we get it, don't say it.
Oh, I won't, but can I heard the power of Grayskull. Can I hear that again?
Yeah.
By the power of Grayskull.
I have no idea.
Is it Masters of the Universe? They made a movie, right? Masters of the Universe?
Oh,
Masters
did they?
Masters of the Universe.
Play it again.
Okay.
By the power of Grayskull.
Maybe it is Masters of the Universe. I've never seen that movie, but...
Do you want to just jump into another one?
Yeah.
So we do them...
Yeah, let's see if they start talking about, like, Skeletor, then we'll know.
All right. I'm going to just randomly pick one.
Yep. That works for me.
All right. Here we go.
You ever fired two guns whilst jumping through the air?
Got it.
No. You ever fired one gun whilst jumping through the air?
No.
Ever been in high-speed pursuit?
Yes, I have.
You ever fired a gun whilst in high-speed pursuit?
No.
Ooh, that's a good one. I got it, too.
Yep.
It took me longer than you, but I got it. I think I got it.
Well,
I don't want to
give the actor away yet. But
do we have more of them?
Yeah, we got 20 fucking six of them.
Oh, thank you, Texas 48128.
Oh, which reminds me that we need to look into right now. We got a listener. Hold on, where did I do with it? It's in here somewhere. We got a listener email.
Okay.
And I would like to hit this. And then this kind of jumps us into the next thing I want to do. This, I'm sorry if this shit is a little, like, stupider than our normal shit is, but we got an email, or it's on our Hideous Creature Show website, which is on the forum thing. I don't know if it's really a forum.
It's a bulletin. I don't
know. Right, it's a bulletin, whatever. SF Dave wrote in, looking forward to Mondays. Been a fan for a few months. Just wanted. Wait. Just hold on. I gotta move the microphone to read it. Been a fan for a few months and just wanted to say the three of you make my Mondays a little bit more bearable. Keep up the good work, strokey strokers. Keep up the good work. I want a t-shirt. Is that something that will be available in the future? One with Marcus or Dimitri would fucking rock.
How about one with Marcus ass-fucking Dimitri?
Or what about the unicorns with Marcus in the background?
I think Marcus should be the unicorn that's getting fucked. I mean, I think Dimitri should be the one getting fucked.
We just, like, take the little silhouette of the unicorn's face and, like, put Dimitri or Marcus in there?
With a horn.
I like that.
I wish we knew what Dimitri looked like.
In answer to your query, SF Dave.
SF Dave? Is that for San
SF
Francisco?
SF Dave. I'm assuming it's San Francisco. If I'm wrong, SF Dave.
Santa Fe?
Back. Santa Fe? No. It's SF. It's got to be SF because they're both in caps.
Well, Santa Fe's in caps.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be just SF dot?
No.
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
I
don't know where Vietnam. I don't know what country Vietnam's in.
It's in Singapore.
Oh.
So, t-shirts. We've been talking about t-shirts. And right now with some of the shit that went down with some other folks that we know, we're going to have to make our own t-shirts,
okay.
Which just stokes me. You in?
I'm in for t-shirt making.
I think that we could do the unicorns fucking.
I'd like that.
As a run.
Can I have one on brown? Like a brown shirt with that?
Do you want a brown shirt? I was thinking like a yellow shirt.
I'm not really a spring. I'm more of a winter.
So, okay, so we could do a couple.
Yeah.
We could do a couple of those.
We can see if it works.
We'll do it. But what is going to happen before that is I'm going to make stickers. And if, excuse me, burpee. If anybody wants stickers, go to our Facebook page, which is Hideous Creature Show.
I say the first 50 stickers we'll just fucking throw out for free. First 100.
No,
all stickers?
We'll throw a bunch of stickers.
Well, I was going to charge like $20 a sticker.
I was thinking more of like 38.
Because I'm off of the ingestible
Because
food.
I think there's only like four people that listen to the show that would buy it. So we might as well get our money's worth.
We have to pay for your drinking habit too. Mm. You know.
Well, that's not a habit anymore. The Chardonnay is gone.
Oh, Tisdale, you fucking temptress
bitch. And, but yeah, we're going to do some stickers. We're going to do some t-shirts. SF Dave, yours is fucking free.
It's in the mail.
I will send you a fucking t-shirt for free. And We should. Okay. Wait.
I'm waiting.
We're gonna do another movie madness.
We'll do everything we can. Can you describe it to me?
It's about 2 foot tall, long, slender neck.
Yeah.
Kind of orange and black bill.
Anything else?
Well, it's a swarm.
I actually just watched this the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love that Brit shit. I'm a Brit shit lover.
Mm-hmm. Brit shit.
Brit shit. So, let's do one more. What? When we were setting up the microphones, fucking Patrick couldn't get enough of his gunshot sounds.
It wasn't a gunshot sound. It's more of like, you know, someone getting molested in the forest.
What the fuck kind of sound is that?
It's nothing. It's just
Is that like the virgin, you know, like if there's a grim reaper that takes you to death and there is a stork that brings life to the world, then there is some other sort of beast that when your virginity is taken, they that's what happens. What kind of beast would that be? I don't want to elaborate on it.
Shut up, Pat. Be quiet.
You ever fired two guns whilst jumping through the air?
Let me listen to that.
No. Any question?
Hey.
Yes.
Is it true that there is a place in a man's head that if you shoot it, it will blow up?
This is great. I love this movie, too. I love all the shit that they do. Which brings us to another point that we'll talk about when we reveal it, because I think that recently you just revisited their TV show.
Yes, I have.
Awesome. So, I had another rendezvous just to bring up last week. We didn't talk about Naked Guy update.
Oh, Naked Guy.
And this week I want to talk about it because it's so ridiculous.
Okay. Have we given him a name yet? Or is it just Naked Guy?
Neutron Dance. In an earlier episodes, we kind of referred one of the earlier times that I came across fat naked guy who I should give a history on this.
Jelly Roll Morton.
So this is a guy at my work that goes into the bathroom area, which is also with all our lockers in it and shit. And there's a shower. And whenever he gets there, he showers. But it takes him maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes to get his fucking, get dressed again. And I'm kind of thinking he's like a troll, a lurker. And so one time I went in there and he had the, listen to past episodes. One time he had a headset on, but it wasn't like an Apple headset. It was like the old school 80s.
With the little foamy things?
Yeah, the little foamy things, which should have deteriorated by now.
Right.
And
he's always clean, obviously, when he's listening to him, because he always comes out of the shower.
And I, now that I see him, that we talk about him on the show, I kind of think that he knows. So I'm always kind of offset and kind of...
Do you think anyone else at your work has to deal with him, or do you think it's just reserved for you?
I think it's just
it just seems
it's all
like
me.
I think this is you know,
it's definitely all me.
It's all you. He only waits to come in to bother you.
Well, he comes in when we'll elaborate on listen to older shows and kind of get it. So I go in and I go in there and he's already there. I'm coming in late to work, and I go in and the motherfucker is half naked. He's in his fucking boxers sitting on the bench, and there's one bench that goes through that the washroom area.
That's
the toilet
either,
and I used to work there and all that shit, and he's got his fucking man shit all over the place
spread up
he's fucking Napoleon and he's fucking conquering the bench.
He's the restroom attendant and he's waiting to hand you some fucking towels.
No, he's not. That restroom attendant was wearing
no
he
tip.
Was not wearing any fucking clothes. Well, he was boxers.
Oh,
Motherfucker. So I get there, and I'm assuming that he knows that I'm talking about him. My paranoia kicks in. And I have a spindly lock, you know, the kind, not like a key lock. It's the ones where you go left, wait, you go right, left, left.
Twice, yeah.
And then back to right. And my shit's always fucked up. It never works. Or I'm too fucking retarded to do it. So I'm there trying to figure out the lock. His naked ass is sitting behind me. And I'm thinking the motherfucker knows that I'm talking about him on the internets.
He can hear your inner monologue.
And there's nowhere for me to put my shit. Because I come in, I got my Walkman on.
What is he got? His fucking LA Gears fucking up
honest
there?
Honest to God, he's got fucking shaving gear. He's got like his prep clothes that he's going to be moving on to, and then he's got his fat fucking ass sitting there, and then no one else wants to sit near him because he's a fucking freak.
What's his name?
Naked Fat Guy.
No, like what's his fucking malfunction? Anyway,
I don't know, but the thing is it takes him again 20 fucking minutes to get fucking ready. I'm out of the shower. I'm actually got my underwear on before I come out of that shower.
And you know he's getting paid to take a shower. Like, he's on the clock.
Probably. But I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. But so I'm getting my shit together. I have to hang my stuff on my locker door. You know, no big deal. I'm there for, you know what, it takes more time to get that fucking lock open than it does for me to get dressed.
Right.
So I'm in, I'm out, getting my shit done, getting ready to go, and I smell a fart. Naked fat guy just blew. He just crop dusted me. He blew a fart. I'm like,
naked fat guy.
Motherfucker. Can you make it more weird? I just want to go in there. I just want to get my shit and get to work. Do my thing. Naked fat guy. Not only you're naked, now you're flatulent.
And there's nothing to keep the fart away from you because he's just a thin piece of cotton. It's not like he's wearing wool pants.
And I'm passive aggressive enough that I don't talk about it to him. I talk about it on the fucking show.
You need to turn around and be like, seriously.
Dude.
Put an ass condom on.
Dude. Get your shit. Well, anyway. So that's the latest naked fat guy.
June, I want to admit something to you.
What? You put him there?
Naked Fat Guy is a performance art piece that I do where I get all made up and in a fat suit and get some prosthetics. It takes 8 hours a day. And then I go in when you're in there at work. Naked Fat Guy's really me.
No, because he's got a bigger dick than you do.
Fuck. That's prosthetic. Haven't you seen Boogie Nights?
By the power of Grayskull.
Wait, that was on there already.
No, that's a different one saying it.
Oh, okay, hold on.
By the power of Grayskull.
All right, let's check the other one.
By the power of Grayskull.
Oh. Yeah. Let's do one more.
I am sure that all of you will have noticed the return of a blight to our streets. It's made all the more disturbing as the Village of the Year contest looms. I refer, of course, to the extremely irritating living statue.
I love it when they find his body later and he's in the same position, but he's got that, like, ooh, like scared
like
expression.
Like the oh no, Mr. Bill face? Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, when we get back, we're going to call Jenny, but we're going to take a fake break. You're listening to The Hideous Creature Show.
Peace out!
You can call our hotline, and I encourage you to do it either drunk or sober. Either way, it's just a message. No one's going to answer. It's 503-928-7751. You can find and download our shows at iTunes, Podcast Alley, Zune, our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, or Podbean, whatever. I don't know. And then...
I don't know.
You can go to the iTunes store and find us there and download it. And if you would and you like the show, tell a friend. Add love to it. We're on the Facebook. You can come there and join us. We're a public figure.
Become a fan.
Become a fan. Check it out. We're going to take, again, a nice little fake abreco, and we will return momentarily. And we're going to try and hook BT and Jenny up with some lovers.
I am the fourth most premier matchmaker in Portland, Oregon.
Really?
At this point, I moved up from 6 to 4.
I'm at 17.
Oh, you're moving up though. You've only been doing it a couple of months.
I've been trying.
You've been doing well.
That, and we have our douchebag of the week as well. And if we can, we'll get to news.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Smoke the big O. Oasis. New Oasis filter cigarettes with refreshing menthol mist.
Light an Oasis and you'll say it's the freshest taste in smoking today.
Smokers who know now smoke the big O. Smokers who know now smoke the big O.
The Oasis filter is the best you can get on any menthol cigarette.
Smokers who know now smoke the big O.
The Oasis filter is the best you can get on any menthol cigarette. Light an Oasis, and you'll say, here's the freshest taste in smoking today. Oasis.
We are returning from fake break. Fake break. How's your fake break there, kiddo?
It's fucking awesome, man.
Kiddo.
I'm having a great fake
super
break.
Super dude.
Doing really well.
Awesome.
Just do some great stuff.
So we got, we figured out the movie Madness, but we still got like 9 of them left.
Yeah, we got
so
some.
Surfer Paul, we're going to try to get through all your stuff. So here we go.
Which reminds me, oh, a friend of the living statue was here Saturday. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. If we don't come down hard on these clones, we are going to be up to our balls in jugglers.
Wow, they hate that living statue guy.
I love that movie, though.
It's a great movie.
You got to talk into the microphone.
I might want to borrow that.
Oh, I got it. Was on the Netflix, the Xbox. Is it over there? Do I actually own a copy of it?
Yeah, it's
right there. Take it. Yeah, borrow it for sure.
I'm gonna take it and fucking jizz it up.
You should. Watch out though. I don't want our jizz intermingling.
No, you don't want that.
So we're on this next little part of the show. We want to go over
the show.
We want to go over on our douchebag of the week. Now, we've been doing this for a couple weeks, and it's kind of supersided the news, but fuck it.
We love the douchebags.
Now, I have to say last week's douchebag of the week was kind of a fucked up thing.
I think it was just a reversal of the douchebag. Like,
I agree.
Someone should have just told that fucker. This is right before I tuned out, by the way.
So you think that the guy...
Someone should have just been like, hit the fucking button for 10 seconds. And like, okay, when he's like, hey,
I agree.
Can you help me?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you fucking help me?
But you know what? So it was a reversal. You're right. It was a reversal.
Like, someone should have just been like, all right, sir, instead of going, well, I need your phone number, they could have just said, hey, just hold the button. Yeah.
But we kind of want to find more douchebags. And any listeners that want to send in their douchebag of the week, whether it be you could write us a type thing or you could send us an audio clip, whatever the fuck you want to do.
You could record your life and then we could just call you a douchebag.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think this is it. Hold on. Let me make sure.
No, this is a different one.
No, this is it.
Nope, this is a different one.
Oh, you're right.
911.
Oh, that's a 911 call, which on the show
we love
911
calls. 911 calls.
What did I do with it? Oh, here it is.
There you go.
I found it. Okay, so this one in particular I found to be
deplorable. This is what's wrong with.
No, this is great.
It is great.
I mean, for in a community or in a country that loves reality shows, this is like the perfect thing.
This is horrible.
But it only lasts, I think the clip's only like 32 seconds.
Like, you know how everyone wants their 15 seconds of fame? That number is getting farther and farther down. It's like 6 seconds of fame. You're going to get your 6 seconds. And is it really worth it just to be a horrible human being?
So you think that people just want to be famous no matter what?
Everyone just wants a pat on the back and said, look at that person. Look at that person. That's what they want. I don't want to be preachy here, but it's getting worse. People are going on reality shows simply to get their own reality shows next to make a career, which I guess more power to them, but it's like 6 seconds, man. They're getting 6 seconds. 15 was down to 10. I think it's down to like 6 now.
I kind of agree. Well, but, I mean, with the internet right now,
I just
do you remember before the internet how awesome times?
Do you remember how before the internet how awesome it was?
Do you remember actually learning people's phone numbers before cell phones?
I still, my friend John was like, "What's your phone number?" I'm like, "You don't know my phone number?" He goes, "Well, do you know mine?" And I went, "Yeah, I totally know it. It's 971 boop." And like, he was like, "How do you know that?" I'm like, "Cause I've had to dial it."
So you just. What's weird is, like, at work we have security codes to get into the places, and I
even know your security code.
Well, you should, but I don't ever say my security code when I'm going in there. I use my bank code in my head when I'm doing it, and the numbers are completely different. Oh. It's just where they're positioned on that keypad to get in. But God, cigarettes are great.
Yeah, they are. No, but this person is a fucking douchebag, because why?
I agree.
I hope they die.
I don't think that that's a problem. I think that she's going to fucking die. So we're going to do the douchebag of the week, and this is our candidate for this week.
New at 6:30, a 600-pound New Jersey woman holds the title of fattest mother alive, but...
Okay.
Get her a fucking medal right there. It's on a coffee mug, so you know it's true.
Right. Well... I love the word mother, which means that she has children.
And
so, which is like an ample American.
I'm assuming that they don't have eating disorders.
Is that an eating disorder? Like,
good point. I'm sure they're not anorexic.
No, or bulimic.
She says that's not good enough. Donna Simpson wants to be known as the heaviest woman alive. And her goal is to reach 1,000 pounds. And she's eating as much junk food as possible.
Okie doke.
I'm angry right now.
Are you?
I'm fucking angry.
Actually, you kind of look pissed because you're a parent as well.
No, I'm fucking pissed off that someone's like, hey, it's not good enough for me. I want to be the best. Fucking cream of the crop. Can you put some more fucking sugar on that? And cream. Just put some whipped cream on it. Sugar and cream. Hey, it's whipped cream.
I'm morbidly obese.
I'm not there yet.
That's not good enough.
I haven't made it.
I haven't done it.
I haven't been able to get that house
in
Malibu.
Well, that kind of goes back into your 3 seconds of fame.
That's not good enough.
No.
And I love the picture because she's looking at a computer. She's on her Facebook going, Jesus Christ.
She looks like Jabba the Hutt.
I was just going to say.
Look at her little Jabba arms.
I don't like making fun of people's physical appearance, but if you're 600 pounds and you go, hey, that's not good enough, I'm making fun of your ass.
Well, that and, I mean... Is she insured, or are we taking care of her when she gets diabetes?
She could be a smoker. She has diabetes.
No, actually, don't even joke. She doesn't smoke because that's unhealthy.
Trying to limit her physical activity.
Oh,
Simpson
good.
Spends about $750 a week on groceries. And some of that money comes from her website.
A week on groceries?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. That's $3,000 a month.
Well, she's a looker.
That's $36,000 a year on food.
Good one, Richard Feynman.
Who's Richard Feynman?
No, he's a physicist. In my world, I like the Futurama where all the physicists are rock stars.
They should be.
But that Richard P. Feynman.
All right, so she spends $750 a week on food. She doesn't have a big enough fridge.
How much do you think you spend a week on food?
Me personally, like if I don't eat out, if I just like bought food at the grocery store, I'd probably maybe $75 a week just on me.
What's your main food?
Bread.
You're bready.
Yeah.
It's artisan bread and
no,
like olive oil?
It's like potato bread, man. I'm Irish.
Where people pay, get this, to watch her eat. Believe it or not, her boyfriend supports her goal. New at 6.
So he's that's fucked up.
I wonder,
600 pound new.
How do you fuck somebody like that?
You wear goggles?
Is that like lie goggles. You know what? You know what he wears? He wears a fifth of fucking Jack Daniels.
I don't want to go about her physical appearance, but she wants to be 1,000 pounds.
Okay, anybody that wants to be 1,000 pounds should fucking be run over by.
And she's already 600 pounds.
Just be run over.
I don't. Why damage your car?
I don't think she can get into a car. That bitch is
no.
Big.
But if you hit her with a car, you're out of a car.
She probably put that in her diet.
You might as well just like go out and look for moose to kill with your car.
It's incredible. So, our douchebag of the week, and this is going to be a quick one this week, is this fucking mother cunt. Not only is she fucking morbidly obese, but she's going over the top. And what kind of like showing her fucking kids that? No. It's like a can-do attitude.
Hey,
that's fucked up.
You want to be the important? I'm halfway to my goal.
That's. You could do the same. I bet her husband does the same thing with
that's
alcohol.
Her boyfriend, he's just like, "Hey, honey, reach for the
that's
best."
Right. Boyfriend, he can't make that
that
gap.
Commitment. Yeah, I wonder why.
He can't make it. He's like,
well, "Why?"
I kind of like. I know I love you, but I love what's inside
people
of you?
Pay her to watch her eat.
That's another fetish, right?
Well, I don't maybe.
What's that fetish called?
Spelunking.
No, that's fucking her.
Oh. Swish.
So anyway, douchebag of the week goes to this fucking mother, which is a fucking raging cunt, because fuck you. I mean, a goal in life, trying to fucking eat yourself into
1,000 pounds.
Like, that's
why
crazy.
Stop at half a ton? Go for the full fucking English ton right there.
Just, oh my, God. I love it. Actually, $750 a week on food. And you know that's not fruit.
It looked like she was getting out fucking frozen lasagna. You knew she had to fucking put some goddamn Havarti on that shit when it was done.
Fuck Havarti. You got cheddar, too. Cheddar and provolone.
Monterey Jack, man.
Add it. Add the extra calories.
She should get
man.
Sponsored by Walmart.
What was the Simpsons had a thing? It was like, if you rub the food on a piece of paper and it turns translucent, it's your window to weight gain. It's your window to weight gain.
Oh, my God. And I also love the juxtaposition of the newscaster, who's just one of those typical, like, skinny, probably weighs 98 pounds, dripping wet.
No, she does. She looks really skinny. This girl loves food.
Oh, and I haven't eaten in 6 months.
All I eat is into the mommy.
You must be Sergeant Angel.
Yes, I am.
I'm Joyce Cooper. I trust you had a pleasant trip. Fascist.
She doesn't like authority figures.
It's a crossword. It's good. I don't know. I'm sorry. I love this
we
movie.
Know it.
We okay. So we can give up who the main actor is.
I say we never give them up.
Really? We should just like leave this one
we should,
open?
We leave everyone open. Oh. We discuss this every week. This is a debate. Should we leave this open or not?
You want
the phone
one?
Lines are heating up.
Let's do another one.
Well, actually, I could probably make my own way up. Hag.
One more.
Okay, what about this guy? Ask yourself, why has he got his hat pulled down like that? He's fuck ugly. Or he doesn't want you to see his face because he's fuck ugly.
Yeah.
I was thinking about superpowers from the week before when we were doing superpowers. I think that one would be a curse is to hear people's thoughts.
Yeah, that would be a big curse.
I mean, I remember also on Gilligan's Island they had one where, I don't know, Gilligan or whatever got the ability to hear people's thoughts. That'd be fucking horrible. I don't want to hear people's thoughts.
God, I'm going to kill June and rip out his eyes so I can fuck his eyes off.
What about, you know what, I had this weird inner monologue the other day and I was like, how good could I suck a dick? Because I have a dick and I bet I could rock a dick.
Like
I bet I could rock
cock. You had
to
suck it.
Right. And for some reason, my inner monologue kind of went on this little like one, two, and three of sucking dick on this guy that was sitting next to me, a stranger at the pub. And I was like, good God, I hope he doesn't hear my inner monologue.
Do you know how like the saying youth is wasted on the young? I think that dick sucking skills are wasted on the straight man. Because I've heard concur. I've heard many gay men say they've received really shitty blowjobs from other gay men.
Well, I mean, the same could be said for guys going down on girls.
Oh yeah, God, I know that. I'm not good at that. I don't like. I don't like.
Not one of your strong attributes.
I don't think it is. I think that every woman's ever has just is lying to me about that.
But somebody said it was good.
Yeah, and I was like, "You're lying."
Yeah, they're lying. What we're just trying to. We got a bunch of these, so we're gonna play another one from the movie Madness real quick.
Narp.
That should give it away.
Narp. It's a Swedish. It's a Bergman film.
Yeah. All right. So we were thinking about there's this thing on the internet.
What's that then?
The
robot.
Maybe
thing.
Evidently like a bunch of people in America are like trying to hook up via the internet.
Oh, like Loveline.
No, that's a radio show.
Oh, I mean like Live Links or whatever.
Right. Okay. There's like tons of different ones.
Oh, okay.
That they can do.
Okay.
And I was thinking that since Jenny and BT are moving into a new house,
right,
that we, you know, the next step when you move in with somebody, you want to like augment your sexuality, mm-hmm. your fuck,
right,
and find somebody good.
Yeah.
So I went on the internet and I found some maybe possible candidates for them.
Spruce up their love life.
Right.
You're a good friend, June.
I like to think so. And we'll be helping Jenny move next week. So.
Right. And right now I'm emailing some of these people back as Jenny to help her out.
Right. So what I was thinking is that I kind of pulled a couple off of the internet to maybe some of the isolated ones that I thought would be particularly nice for them. And maybe for you. And I mean, I hate to be a dick, but maybe for me.
Right. You know,
so
keep your options open.
Right. And these are some personals that we found on the internet that, do you mind if I go first?
You go right ahead.
I mean, that's just my thing. I was wondering, did you get a couple maybe?
I got one. You want one?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, we'll go. It doesn't matter. All
right. Well, one sec. Is that when I first started this, I went local. I went Portland.
Okay.
And from, I didn't even think about going like,
international, continental.
Continental, right. So.
Let's stay away from, like, Berlin.
Well, you know what? We could go, you know, cross seas and figure out what other people like.
Ooh.
So what did you get?
Well, not that I know anything about, you know, Jenny and BT, but I thought this one just kind of shouted them. I don't
jumped
know why.
Jumped out at you?
Yeah, it just, there's a personality to this that I like. So,
okay. I want, like, sell it to me.
Okay. Let me pretend this is... I'm going to start reading now as this.
Gotcha.
This is... When I say let me start by saying, this is what's written, not me. Let me start by saying...
Okay, well, would this be a BT, a you, or me, or do you want to, like, read it and then, like, find where love might blossom?
I think love will blossom with BT and Jenny, I think.
Okay.
You know, not that I know BT really well, but... Let me start by saying I am looking for something that can turn into a long-term relationship. So maybe not for them.
They have a house now.
Right. But maybe that he could live in the basement. Maybe he could be like their boner. You know, like
the
show
gimp.
Up. Hi, Mr. Seaver. Hi, Mrs. Seaver. But since I am looking, I might as well see if I can find a few of the perks I would like as well. I have a fetish for female ejaculation.
Hey.
Oh, in case anyone that doesn't know what that is, he put in parentheses squirting. So, if you're a squirter, that would be a huge plus. The only other important things are honesty, sense of humor, and of course, attraction. I am very single. Very. He's very single.
Did he spell very right?
Oh, yeah. Employed and live alone. I'm also 6'2", 230, blonde, blue eyes. So if this has caught your attention and you would like to talk, please drop me a line. Yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe Jenny's not really into the squirting, as he calls it.
I don't know, we should, I have no idea.
Okay, why don't you read
maybe
one?
Maybe BT's into squirters.
Okay.
Okay, the one that I found was, it was titled, Looking for the Perfect Flower, 35.
Where's this one from?
It's from Hillsboro, Oregon.
Hillsboro, Oregon.
Are you ashamed of your genitalia? I have a difficult time understanding why many women believe their vaginas are unattractive. And it reads like a script. It's double spaced.
Exterior, vagina, day.
Vaginas are like a beautiful flower. Soft petals. Pleasant fragrance.
Pleasant fragrance?
In fact, I just love a vagina with a meaty labia.
What? He likes a vagina with a meaty labia?
He's a man. He knows what he likes.
He's like making a sandwich.
I love to lick and suck on him.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, that's what he says.
What?
If you have labia that resembles the ears of a basset hound, be proud and share them with me.
That's not real.
Hillsboro.
A basset hound.
You're like a basset.
Wow. He's in Hillsboro.
I was thinking that's more you or I.
Oh.
Not Jenny and BT.
Like, we should have written that?
Well, we will.
Oh. You know.
Do you understand that this internet thing is, like, pretty big?
I didn't know the scope.
Ears of a basset hound.
Ears of a basset hound. He likes... The internet is as big as this person likes his vaginas.
It's labia.
Wow. This is one that I actually... I flagged for BT and Jenny to stay away from because of drama. They should just stay away from
this. They don't like it. Yeah, no drama.
This gentleman is a fit, athletic, attractive, and he's well hung. And he's sick. And this is what he's seeking. And I think.
Wait. Where is this from?
This is from. Oh, this is from Daytona.
Oh, Florida.
There might have to be some traveling, but a fit, athletic, attractive, well hung seeks crazy, horny, disease free freak. Yep. YEP. IMA.
Wait. YEP? Is an acronym?
Yep. No, just yep.
Oh, yep.
Yep.
Yarp.
Yep. IMA. He's not I am. He's IMA. IMA looking for the NSA. NSA is no strings attached. He's looking for the no strings attached sexin. No G. Sexin. Yep.
IMA. An apostrophe? Like
no, no apostrophe. Fuck that. Can't be bothered typing it. Sexin. And I'm married, so it's got to be discreet. Yeah. This is drama all written. This is a bad thing. Please, no you're a pig emails. Just the loving ones. The ones with your numbers on it. Your pick. I have some, too. And F you to all the pick collectors that got my dong picks. If only it were as simple as post get laid and move on.
So he's got dong. He's got his dong, like... Pics all over
there. They're out there.
Pictures of his wiener are flying all over the internet.
And he doesn't want you're a pig emails.
Mm. No, you know why?
It's 2010.
No, it's drama.
Yeah.
Too much drama.
Jenny and BT, stay away from are you out there, truck buddy? He's out there. He's up Palm Coast, Florida.
I like it. I think that's actually kind of, I think it moved.
Yeah.
You said that.
Yeah.
Very sexy. Okay, the one that I found, and this might be this is a BT.
This is a BT?
Yeah. This one's entitled, I've Got It All Figured Out, 35 PDX. Just kidding. Of course, I didn't. For some reason, I think of a great connection with a woman. Or a bit older than me, maybe 40, 50. Now some random dash scream of consciousness tidbits, fun facts, if you will. Like a constant hum of fish tank.
What? What? Fish tank?
Okay, hold on. This is what he likes. I like the constant hum of a fish tank. So white noise. I don't even taste my food before I assume it needs hot sauce all over it.
You're making this up.
I'm not. It's right there, right? You see it? It's on the display, right?
Oh, fuck. I didn't even know it was. Oh, my God. You're right.
I will.
hot sauce?
He likes the consomme of a fish tank filter. I don't even taste my food before. Okay.
Before I assume it needs hot sauce. I will love my job someday. Does he work in a fish store?
He made this list on his hope chest, for Christ's sake.
I don't know what he did. I don't really know any traditional ballroom dances, comma. Gasoline smells kind of good. this is your personal.
Wow, man.
Really?
You know what?
Well, you know what's fucked up, though? It's like, I mean, he's going to meet the right girl.
He's being honest. He
Gasoline smells kind of good. Now for some random facts.
No, non-random facts.
Oh, non-random facts. I'm white, 6 foot, 200 pounds, non-smoker, no kids, never married, have a job, a car,
but he hates
a degree.
It.
Small beer belly.
But he has a job, but he hates his job, obviously, because he will love his job someday. Because Arby's isn't panning out for him right now.
Once I'm making burgers.
I'm shift supervisor right now, but once I'm manager, I will love it.
So I was thinking that'd be BT.
Okay.
BT again is Jenny's boyfriend.
Okay.
And I just want to say, Patrick, that we're just throwing these out.
Oh no. I'm gonna find them a match.
No, we are playing Cupid. And these, you know, love sits unabated, and you just have to pluck it
on top of the scum of algae on the river of passion,
or on an algae fish tank.
This is one that I got for I think this is for BT and Jenny. This is a housewarming gift, if you will.
Okay.
It's simply one. It's three sentences.
Mm.
I love giving facials. I just want to come cover your face with a hot creamy load. No cum dodgers. It's like a haiku, if you will. Wait, is it a haiku? I love giving facials.
You can make it into a haiku.
I love give facials. I just want to cover your face. Hot creamy load. No cum dodgers. I think that's a haiku right there.
I think you're right.
Wow. That is from Missoula, Montana.
Yeah, well, once we realized that, you know, Jenny's from Montana, we kind of jumped into that.
I think
you did.
Yeah, because I want something. I want the home fires to
right. You should
to be ejecting.
This
hotness.
This one's called Alpha Search 23. I'm looking for a woman, the kind that's strong enough to scare people when you don't smile pretty or pretend to be an idiot. Mechanically Santy.
Mechanical sanity. They have to know their way around a carburetor.
Razor intellect. A fucked up past. Brooding on world affairs. Hit the email. I'll be around.
This guy likes pleather.
This guy is like, I think he's the scariest motherfucker. Because that's a little, I mean, you know what's fucked up is like, maybe I wrote this on a blackout. Because I kind of feel the same way that Alpha Search 23 does.
You want a woman that's strong enough to pretend when you don't smile pretty?
No, I like a woman to scare people.
No, you don't. No one does. No one does.
But I was thinking that would be for me, and I just pulled that up.
Did that posting just leave everything that you ever wanted to express? It's like
I read a book that I wrote. From the future.
I understand.
You get that?
I do.
You like that?
I read Dean Arkoon, so I know exactly what you mean.
What do you got?
You want me to do this one?
I do.
You want me to do in one word passionate?
Oh,
I'm out.
Oh, you're out? Okay. I don't know, this one's kind of long, but.
Is it good?
Maybe we should save it for next week.
Okay, we'll save it.
Because this one's a little too impassioned.
We'll have Jenny find some for me.
It's very passionate.
Yeah, because.
But I was thinking, like, we could hook people up. Also, if a listener finds like a good one, you could jump on our website and pop it on there.
June, what is our website address?
Well, that is funny that you asked, Patrick. Our website is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com.
Wow,
Did I tell you that there's all kinds of cool stuff to do on there?
No, you did not. I'm just learning all sorts of stuff about things today.
If you were to find a lover, you could go over onto the right side, and where all our it's under stuff. It has our main page. It has all our downloaded shows. It has our Hideous Creature Show like forum. The best videos of ever that we have on there, our pictures, the cool websites that we've had on the show, all the outro tunes that we've had on the show as well. And email us is one of the columns that you can pick. So if you want to email us, just like click on there and you can just email us. Or you can find us on the Facebook.
Facebook.
Hideous Creature Show on the Facebook.
We're there. We're always there.
And you should become a fan of the show. Or, if you want, we have a, check this out. Are you ready?
Do I need to put on my sunglasses?
No, put a condom on.
Okay.
Because we have a hotline. It's 503-928-7751. And what we're doing right now on the web, on our hotline, is I want people to call in and do an intro for the show. Like, go, hey, this is Fuckface McGillicuddy. And I like to eat farts, and you're listening to the Hideous Creature Show, and we'll like use them as intros on the show, like whatever you think of. You don't need, that's just a template, but you could go, you could extrapolate from there, right?
Yep. That's,
okay.
That's ground zero right there.
Good.
That's like maybe a bronze medal.
But also, if you find any of the good old hookups, you could copy paste them and send them to us, and that would be fucking spectacular.
So, June, I think we should put up our own posting on this miraculous machine that you call, like our own. We should be looking for, you know, the show should be looking for someone special.
Okay. So what you're saying is that maybe we should make our own personal.
Yeah. Well, I think we should just look for something. I wish there was a spot that we could casually just randomly want.
Craigslist. Have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, on the internet, there's this place called Craigslist, and it's basically like public gone fucking apeshit.
If only there was a place that we could casually, like, mention things where we just kind of casually want, I don't know, like an encounter with somebody.
I think the Craigslist.
For the Hideous Creature Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody who could wear a French maid costume and we could ride them around like a pony.
I like it.
But no pony play. We're not into that crazy shit.
I don't know. You, maybe. I've advanced. My sexuality.
You are?
I'm using 7% of my brain now.
Oh, instead of the 4 to 5?
Yep, I'm up.
This room smells like pot lemon bars.
That's your fucking, that's your
my flashback.
Anyway, so we're getting to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can find us on iTunes, Podcast Alley, Zune. You can find us on our website and download shows. Also, if you want to go to iTunes and give us a rating, that'd be awesome, because I would like to, if we could get up there, you know, that'd be good. Eventually, I would like to do a live show, like where we broadcast live and like have a bunch of fans come and listen to it.
So we could probably do that like the Knights of Columbus or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find a catacomb.
We'll find a, you know, we'll find a VFW lounge.
Be good.
That has 4 chairs.
I like it. Ooh, man.
But we miss you, Jenny.
We miss you so much, Jenny. And it's I hope that you and BT with your new house can find some new love. It's time to beef up the sex.
Don't be a Dodger.
And with that, we're going to end the show with a outro from another Portland band. They're called the Silent Numbers. And you can find them on thesilentnumbers.com. Look them up if you like it. And we will be back next week to do another show. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Yow.
And no, we didn't forget. Movie Madness this week was Hot Fuzz. We love you, Simon Pegg. The devil.
Hideous Creature Show.
In case you haven't read my CrossFit blog, Facebook page, Twitter posts, or the CrossFit boards today, I've got a really fucked up story to tell you. So I'm at this Globo gym yesterday. I hang my gymnast rings on a squat rack. Then I got in the fucking zone. I banged out 6 consecutive muscle ups from an L-sit position. I shit you not, a crowd was actually gathering to watch me perform before the gym owner walked up to me. I bet he wanted to know if you were a professional athlete. No, the asshole looks at me and says, "Listen, jackass, if you want to play on the monkey bars like a fucking little kid, go to the park and play. That's a fucking squat rack, dipshit. Not a jungle gym." I swear to God, if I hadn't had severe elbow tendonitis and a bad case of rhabdo, I would have knocked that fucker's teeth out. Sounds like a real prick. Last week I was talking to all these people at work about how fucking rad CrossFit is, and all that modal domain work capacity bullshit, and this one dickhead started laughing, and said he was glad to hear I was still enjoying my adult daycare workouts. These people don't even realize how elite we are as athletes. And I'll tell you something, I'm getting fed up with everyone calling me a douchebag whenever I mention CrossFit. Do they have any idea who they're fucking with? Haven't you gone to a bunch of CrossFit certifications, including the Spear Self-Defense one, as well as the Buddy Lee Jump Rope cert? You're damn right I did. Not to mention the CrossFit Tap Dancing certification that was only available for a limited time at the Cincinnati Bronx. You should see my footwork. I'm like Muhammad Ali before he started shaking. Come on, we better go put on our Argyle knee-high socks. Craig has probably started his handstand practice without us.